Hi, this is Ross. I'll be right back, so don't go away. All right, back again. Let me call our special meeting of the Inland Wetlands Commission to order. And we have present as board members myself, Ross Lally, David Lynn, Michael McDonald, and actually, Michael, let me appoint you as a seated and voted member since you're an alternate, and Diane DeNunzio. Then we have our agent for the commission, Cam Colville, and we have our clerk, Mary. So we call together at order at 7. So today's a show cause hearing on the cease and correct order issued May 1, 2024 to Keith Nizankowitz, if I pronounce that correctly.
Perfect. Thank you. Yes.
Thank you, sir. It was good luck. Good guess. He's a resident of 20 Rocco Road. And so a little bit of background on this. Somebody mentioned some activity going on at 20 Rocco Road to Jim Rupert, our town administrator, asked Cam Colville, our agent for the commission, to go out and take a look. And Cam went out and took a look, and after consulting with me, we issued this cease and correct order. I'd like to first go and hear from Cam, and then we can hear from Mr. Nizankowitz. So, Cam.
Sure. like Ross was saying, I received a staff referral from Jim Rupert, the town administrator, that there may be an unpermitted activity going on. So I took a drive down the road, and upon inspection from the road, saw that I'll share a photo in a minute, but the hillside in the backyard was stripped of vegetation, had no erosion controls, and was leading down slope right to a wetland there. So let me see if I can't share my screen here. All right. Can everybody see that? Okay. So this was what was observed. This was taken on the 30th of April. And so zooming in here in the backyard, we can see the hillside, bare soil, no erosion controls in place other than these blankets. And over towards the side here, you can start to see some hydrophytic vegetation. So, without assessing the soils, it's very likely that there's a wetland there. And then I have another photo taken from the road
And
as
when you
well.
say hydrophytic vegetation, you mean water loving, correct?
Yes, correct. Trying to get it right. So, yeah, we can see skunk cabbage, and standing water in small puddles and such. And so extremely likely I would say that it's hydric soils, wetland soils in that area.
And just
And
to be
so,
clear, that's the neighbor's house, right? I mean, that's not
yes.
okay. All right.
Yep.
Okay.
That's just another photo to show, the wetland that's down there. So it's to the right of this photo showing the house at Rocco Road, 20 Rocco Road.
So the house up there then is that's Miss that's your house, Mr. Zankowitz, that's we're looking at up here.
Yeah, and if it's easier, you can just call me Keith. I'm fine with that. Yes,
Okay.
that
And you can call us by first name as
Okay,
well.
that's fine. And I'm here to obviously make any corrections that you guys
Yeah.
deem necessary. And I don't know, I sent a bunch of pictures today, probably like at 6:30, Cameron. I don't know if you got them, but
I
I
did,
put it.
yes.
Yeah, okay. I'll wait to see how it progresses then, but.
Okay. Yep. So, then I believe on the 1st of the month I had called you, Keith, and we discussed that this cease and correct order was going to be forthcoming, and the reasons for that. And you had said, if I'm if remembering correctly, understanding correctly, that the purpose of of the vegetation removal was actually trying to treat and get rid of invasive species that you had in your backyard. Is that right?
It was to just kind of level it out a little bit, but part of that was, yes, to try to, it seems like if you look to the far left, this invasive species is really just taking over the whole property. It used to be down, and now it's just moving up. And just, I had an irrigation system in place, but it like took over the whole property. It's starting to take over the whole property. So that was part of the reason,
What's
yes.
this bamboo it looks like?
I think it's Japanese knotweed. Is that?
Well, yep, that red stuff
Yeah.
looks like bamboo.
Like
Yep.
bamboo, correct, yes.
Yeah, and so you had said that you were trying to sort of suffocate them with these blankets.
Yeah, this is
Yeah.
part of the Quinnipiac soccer field. So it's a real thick kind of rubber backed matting that was used for like a soccer field.
Right. Gotcha. Yep. And so, upon that discussion, we had discussed the erosion controls and the other things that I was going to prescribe in the cease and correct order. So I have a copy of that here. This is the cease and correct order sent to Keith, dated May 1st, 2024. So here in the bolded areas are the specific prescriptions to cease all work related to or in the upland review area and in or around the wetland. And upon ceasing that work, correct the situation by installing and maintaining a geotextile silt fence, applying seed or hay to the exposed soil, and any sediment that's entered the wetland should then be removed by hand and spread in an appropriate location. So we had discussed that beforehand, and you said that you were going to try to get things going as soon as possible. So I did. Let me see. I got the little bar here trying to. Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So you had just sent me these photos a little before the meeting. So you've already installed the silt fence, which is great, and showing compliance, which of course we greatly appreciate, and understand that it was one of those situations. If I understand correctly, that you didn't know that you would need a wetland permit.
No, not at all.
Yeah, unfortunately, a common theme in this town.
Yeah. For
So,
sure, because I would have done it the right way. It would have been much easier to do it the right way, for sure.
yeah.
Or just leave it alone. That would have been even
Well,
easier. You know what?
it's
Right.
not even, you don't even have to leave it alone so much as it's just more like, and, I'm not accusing you of anything because it's some of the stuff is challenging to know what you should or shouldn't do without checking with us.
Yep.
So it's some of the stuff in the future. If you want to do it, it doesn't mean don't do it. It just means, check with our agent and take a look. And he or she can come out and check things out with you, and you may need a permit, you may not. And if
Yes.
it's what might be something that is what we call a jurisdictional ruling where you're allowed to do certain things for the use, enjoyment, and maintenance of your property, near wetlands that, don't require a permit, like cutting down nuisance trees, a tree that's dangerous, stuff like that, or clearing along the edge, of a wetland to enjoy your property. But you need to check, with us first. So that's all this is really about. And then it's like, where do we go from here? If this is all you want to do with this, then maybe the just putting in the erosion control members, seeding it and stabilizing it, we're done, done with it. And if there's more that you need or want to do, then we can also just talk about that and how do we work with you on that. But first thing is let's figure out what we're doing here and how to correct it, and then we can talk about the next steps.
There is really nothing else that I want to do. I just my plan was always to obviously put some grass seed down and get the lawn growing again. So this is the perfect time of the year to do that. So that is pretty much it. Just want to get some, and I think I sent Cameron some pictures. I have all of the stuff for the hydro seeding. I have grass seed, and then I have the material to put in the hydro seeder, and that those rolls are like, I guess they're like hay and mat, and to sort of keep the erosion down. I just didn't get a chance to do that, and I'm not actually sure if I should hydro seed first and then put that down, or put that down and then hydro seed. So I'm not really sure of the exact order, but I'll Google it, I guess, unless you guys have a recommendation.
Sorry, yeah, could you run that by me again?
Sure, those rolls, I believe, are mat and hay, and I wasn't sure if those should go down first before hydro seeding, or do you hydro seed it then put that down? Or I guess that was kind of the
Gotcha.
question I have. I'm not.
Yeah. So I'm not familiar with that specific product. I would probably assume, if it's a more, densely knit, I guess, product, then you would want to seed first and
Okay.
then put that on top to kind of hold some moisture in there and prevent the soil from breaking away while the seed is starting to take. But if it's just loose hay that you can spread by hand, then I don't think it would really matter too much, one way or the other. But just to keep things easy, I would seed first and then apply those rolls.
And again, I don't know how much time I have, but if you guys give me a deadline, I'll make sure that it's seeded. And can I bring in, now that it is, silt fenced, can I bring in some better topsoil so that the grass grows better? Or is that a no-no?
I was just going to ask about, that, because it doesn't look like very good soil, and you might
No.
have an issue with getting, things started. So,
Right.
Cam, what are your thoughts?
Yeah,
Any?
I think that would be fine. I'm just looking at this photo. So I'm just realizing that, the silt fence ends there. So if you could extend that, right alongside the road and,
Absolutely. Yep.
get that to the side as well, where the mats previously were in this photo.
You want me to come around the
So,
corner and extend it to where the mats are now? Yeah, okay. I was going to do that. I thought that was part of what you wanted me to do too, but
Okay,
you would not
gotcha.
believe that Japanese weed, not weed.
Yeah,
And there's
yeah.
some, what do you call that? That stuff that grows on the
Yeah.
hill? Pachysandra? Oh my God, between the roots of those two, I definitely have some blisters. And the rocks,
Gotcha.
too. So I got 100 feet in today by myself, so I did pretty good. I'll get the rest of it done, weather
Yeah,
providing, in the next couple of days.
the silt fence should extend out to wherever the wherever overland water flow is going to go across the bare soil and into the wetland.
Okay. I was pointing, like, you guys could see me, like, where the mat ends, but you can't see where I'm pointing, so.
I would say, right around where the mat ends, because it may be hard to tell from this photo. It does slope down,
Yep.
from kind of
Close.
those two sides, from the yard and
Close.
from the road. And so, yeah, just kind of right where the mat is at the
Yep.
edge of where the vegetation has been removed. I think,
Okay.
just kind of that, make that L in the corner there, and you should be good.
Okay. Yep. I do have another 100 feet of it, so I'll do it. I'll do it as far as practical and
Yep.
make it
Okay.
make sense.
Great.
And that erosion control matting, if you go online, if you know the manufacturer, they should have installation instructions that you should be
Yeah,
able to
it
find
was
online.
more like, just I had a couple pieces that I had used somewhere else in the front, and I just, these were them, and I just said, you know what, it might be good for partial erosion control, but at the same time, I was trying to,
Yeah,
I
you want
think
to make sure it's
Cameron,
not too dense where it's going to choke off the growth of the
right?
grass. So.
I think Cameron said that Japanese knotweed is very difficult to get rid of, and
Oh,
you
it's
might just have to
horrible.
learn to live with it. It's a very invasive, and you have to.
Yeah, I mean, you can use mats like this. I know you can use them to smother Phragmites. It's one of the control, methods for, Phragmites. I don't know if it, how or if it would work, putting these heavy mats down over it. But you know, it's one of
Yeah.
those things. It doesn't, to me, it's one of those things that wouldn't hurt to try, but we do need to make sure, since you got bare soil here, that you got the sedimentation controls in place for
It's pretty amazing that it's actually the Japanese knotweed is literally pushing up the mat. Like it's that, it's
you.
trying to, it's strong. It's trying to lift the mat up. It's
Wow.
crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Unless you're able to kill the roots, it's just going to keep
Yeah,
sprouting.
and they're, like I said, the roots are, they're orange and
Yeah.
they're
Many,
pretty tough.
many, many, many years ago, I had to clear an area of an old a garden that had, this is when I was, you know, in college, and I had a customer who wanted to get rid of this stuff that had grown into part of a garden area, vegetable garden. It's nasty. I had to go and take
Yeah.
it all out, dig it all of it out by the roots. And then you have to go back, because any little piece of root you leave will start growing again. So
Start
it's,
growing, yeah.
yeah.
It
requires a
it's
lot of
crazy. I mean, all of that like vegetation that you see or is essentially the bamboo from, you know, in the fall when it dies off, it just becomes bamboo and just falls over.
So I'm just looking at this stuff, and so what I'm thinking is, and Cam and the rest of the folks jump in. I said, if you had come before saying you'd want to do something like this before you came to the commission, we would have probably issue wanted to issue a permit for it, just because of the, you know, get a permit, you know, in which you would explain to us what you want to do, and we would have specified these erosion and sedimentation controls. And then, you know, Cam would come out and check on it, and this would be, you know, and it would have been done that way. But since you've already done this work, I think that the best thing at this point is to stabilize it. And if it requires bringing some topsoil in, because that soil does not look very good, and it looks like
No.
it tried to make grass. I'm just speaking, Cam, what your thoughts on this? That it would be better if he brought some better soil in?
Yeah, I would agree. I will just say though, if you want to continue to treat the knotweed and, you know, try to make sure it doesn't come back.
Yes.
If you want to get into that, then I would say we do a permit for that. Since you know it'll you don't want to seed the area and then have to dig it all up again anyways and reseed it. So if you know keep the silt fence up and we make that a condition of the permit that you know that's something that's installed and maintained throughout the duration and you go ahead and you know dig up and otherwise treat however you're going to treat it and you know we can you and I can kind of discuss that a little bit and but so I don't know how the commission feels about that. I think if that's the route you want to take then we can talk about that as a permit. But if you wanted to just say you know kind of let it go and you'll just cut it or try to pull each individual plant as they come up and just seed it, let it grow the grass and just
Yeah,
go with that, you know, we can do that.
I'm agreeing with, I'm, you know, please other commission members jump in, because, you know, I'm agreeing with what you had suggested, Cam, because I would like to just finish off under the violation order, stabilizing that slope, getting it appropriately planted, and then if there's a need, you know, if Keith sees a need to continue, you know, his work with trying to get that Japanese knotweed out, then I would agree that we'd want that permitted, so we could keep an eye, you know, on that work and make sure it was being done in an appropriate way. I don't want to try to mix up a permit and a violation, though, so I'd like to make sure that we agree on what's covered by this violation, what the remediation is for it, and then we can talk about the, you know, if we want to. So let me just ask you, Keith, do you want to play more with that knotweed and see what you can do to get it out?
I do and I don't. I mean it is I feel like no matter what I do, I'm gonna be chasing my tail. Kristen is here with me and she's gonna have to step into the camera.
When I was researching,
You're muted.
Okay.
You're either muted or I can't hear you for one reason or another.
Try again. I'm going to put her in the hot seat.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. So I had contacted or I'd heard that you can contact your local extension, whatever that is. And so I found out that UConn has, it's like a horticulture, they call it, I don't know, UConn Extension Master Program or something, but you can contact them to get rid of invasive species. So do you guys know anything about that?
Yeah, I know a little bit about it. I think for the most part, they provide, you know, technical advice and expertise.
Okay.
I'm not sure that they'll like kind of come out and do it for you. I
okay.
think they provide advice. But yeah, I know that that would definitely be a good option.
All right.
Yeah.
I tried to contact them. It was a couple of years ago, but I'll try again because they never responded. But
here's my thoughts on this then is like, let's clear up this violation. So let's get that silt fence brought around and extended.
Yes.
Let's get any planting done that needs to be done to prevent further erosion.
Done.
And then, you know, planting, you know, meaning if you need to bring in some topsoil, bring it in because I want that slope stabilized because I can see it looks like there's already some rills starting to
yes.
get worn into it from, you know, rain up there. So
yep.
you definitely want to take care of that and do it in such a way that it's not going to just be there forever as an eyesore to you and, you know, has risk to the wetlands. And then I would say that if, you know, whatever you can do to stabilize like around this, you know, stabilize sufficiently around this knotweed so that you have some time to then go out, do your research. And the understanding would be, I don't think we'd want you to do anything more than just like mow that to keep it down until you came back with a plan for, you know, permanently dealing with it. I'll ask for the rest of the commission. I'm just, you know, throwing
you know,
ideas
I, you
out.
Know what, as I sit here and just look at this picture more and more, like, I think trying to attack the Japanese knotweed is almost going to be impossible because everything that you see, which is the bamboo parts, it's all growing in there. And so even though it's extending into the yard, I think I'll just keep cutting it with a lawnmower after it's seeded. And if it grows, I'm just going to keep cutting it, right? I mean, just keep cutting it. I think that's the best thing to do. Just like you said, stabilize it, bring some soil, get some seed in there, and then I think I'm done with it.
So what does the rest of the commission think with that proposal? Because I've been doing a lot of talking, and David and Diane, you've been quiet. Michael, you said something. So thoughts?
I agree with what has been proposed. And so I think that's a good plan going forward.
Yeah, I agree with the proposal as well. Let's address the issue that we would normally address on this you know, commission here, and that's to maintain that, you know, maintain the slope, and you know, not have that erosion issue that we appear to be seeing right now. Keep it out of the wetlands.
Yeah, and I'm in agreement. Also, I would just caution when you place the topsoil, if you're placing it against the silt fence, just do it very carefully because it's a silt fence, not a retaining wall, and they're very easy to tear or knock over. So just be wary of that when you're placing the topsoil against that.
Okay. And here I am just thinking of myself, does this have to be done by hand, or could I, you know, even hire someone like with a bobcat to bring in some material and spread it and move it? Like, not, you know, not move it, but just bring in the material and spread it. And then I know there's obviously going to be hand raking. I'm okay with that. But any thoughts on that?
I think you'd want to just be very careful, as, you know, Michael had said, around the silt fence. If
sure.
you bring any equipment, it's more like pile it up on the top and rake it down.
Rake so it down. Yep.
So you don't really damage that fence.
Yes. Understood.
Because that's part of what we would check on too periodically is your compliance with the terms that we agree to tonight, which will be, you know, we're working on now, and then also that you maintain the erosion and sedimentation control. So the fence we're going to, we'll check on that as well. And if it's fallen over or whatever, you'll need to fix it.
Yes. I'll promise you that I will, stay in contact with Cameron and provide him updates with where I am and pictures and photos and whatever you guys need to.
And then I would also ask, does Cam have your permission? Do you have permission for somebody representing, representing the, Cam, to come onto your property? Because he may come on himself, or if he's not available, you may have another, and we'd call you before we came.
Sure.
Because this is an adversarial. We check with you to make sure you're home. We'd walk through it with you and so forth.
Absolutely. I'm here to help, not fight you guys.
You're being very helpful with this. And I know this is this can be a challenge coming here, before the commission like this, because even though we're your neighbors and everything, we still are an enforcement agency.
You have the power.
Well, that's one thing about a small town. You can't get too big for your britches here.
Right.
Everybody knows everybody. But anyway, so it sounds like then the sense of the commission is that we leave this in force and that we proceed with the remediations that we have discussed, which include bringing in some topsoil, carefully spreading it, seeding appropriately, and then having the, the wetlands agent check on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if there's any further action required of us, because this violation stays in effect until it's remediated. It does its lifetime is as long as it takes to get the work done sufficiently.
Okay.
So you'll get it done, and then we're going to want to wait a couple of months or so to make sure that everything grows, because that's another issue we sometimes have is lawns don't always grow.
It definitely would not grow in that soil, I don't believe.
I'm just saying, depending on the weather, your ability to water, sometimes you need to do it again in the fall, and I'm hoping it's all done way before then. But I'm just saying, the violation basically stays in effect until it's been remediated as we've discussed.
Understood. And I want to take care of this much sooner than later. So my plan is within a week or two to have it spreaded and seeded and growing grass.
So what we can do under those circumstances is we could invite you back to our regular meeting, which is in 2 weeks. We just have to have a special meeting because there's a 10-day time frame in which to, give you a chance to respond to, a violation like this.
Okay.
So we can invite you back to our regular meeting, which is also Zoom, and it'll be in 2 weeks. It's at 7:15.
Okay. Will someone just give me?
I'm sorry. It's at 7. I was thinking of the other committee I'm on. No, this is 7:00 for a regular meeting.
Cam, will you just give me the link, or will someone, now that you have my email address, kind of whenever that is? Okay.
Perfect. Yeah. Yeah. As soon as we get the agenda together, we'll have Danielle send it out to you. She's the the land use secretary, I believe. I can never remember her exact title, but I'll make sure that we send it out to you. Yep.
All right.
And just to make sure that we're good with this formally, why don't I ask for a motion from the commission to leave this violation in force until the corrective actions, which include, bringing in some topsoil, carefully spreading it so you don't overwhelm the silt fence.
Yes.
And putting down seed and so forth, that this remains in effect with those conditions. And once those conditions are satisfied, we'll remove this.
Okay.
Do I have a motion to that effect?
I move.
So it's motion made by Michael. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Seconded by Diane. Any further discussion?
If I could just add the extension of that silt fence as discussed.
Ah, thank you, sir.
Yep.
So we'll amend the motion to include the extension of the silt fence. Any further discussion? Seeing no hands raised, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. So it's unanimous by all members present. And again, thank you, Keith, for coming
thank
here.
Thank you, guys.
No working sorry with to, this.
Yeah, sorry to have to, you know, bring you all in for this. I know better in the future what to do. At least reach out to you guys and talk.
You know, and again, this kind of stuff happens, and I didn't see where this is anything you're doing deliberately to get around things. So again, you know, look at it, it's just this, like, you know, stuff happens.
Stuff happens.
And we'll work with you to get this corrected as quickly and painlessly and inexpensively as possible.
Well, thank you guys. I appreciate your time. Thanks again. Have a wonderful evening, and I'm on it, and I'll update Cameron with the addition of the silt fence in the next couple of days. And then, like I said, hopefully at the next meeting, it'll be seeded and done and grass growing. But
Bill, we'll see you at our next meeting in 2 weeks then.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank
you. Have a good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Done.